All right, thanks, Virgil. We are live here in the Sandpoint Stadium. There's a few seats left out there, if I'm not mistaken, so if you want to get down here and see this live, there is still a chance, but we have a full house here. So we got a great matchup coming your way. Teams are entering the field. We got, what I see here, Connor Samuelson, P.J. Hamilton, Ethan Mack, Jamin Newman, and Levi Larson coming out for the T-Jacks. Deion Osterbach, Jolan Rauter taking the jump, Matthew Bravo, Colton Mack, and Evan Wilson for the Sandpoint Eagles. And we are about to get underway. I'm here with Pastor Scott Morgan. Scott, how are you doing today?
Oh, great night for basketball. We got the tip-off, and it's controlled by the T-Jacks there, but Ethan picked that ball right up. Boy, what a great night for basketball. Nice to see the signs up. Welcome to T-Jacks. Go Eagles. It's a great crowd tonight, and boys are going at it hard. Little poke away by Evans, lost there by Mr. P.J. P.J. takes it down, puts it up in, banks it off the
great
glass,
move.
And has a nice put in there. Jonathan Rauter was working with him all the way, and now here comes Colton Mack.
Yep, and we're not seeing full court press, which I believe they were doing last week as these two teams met. We had close games last week over in King Cove, but King Cove T-Jacks did come out on top. Here's Matthew Bravo driving into the lane. He runs into a strong standing P.J. Hamilton, but the ball gets picked up by Evan Wilson, I believe, who put it in for 2 points, and we got the first 2 points for each team on the board.
Yeah, actually a design play, and put that in. One of those crossover plays the coach has been working on, so it's really nice. B.J.'s got the ball down low, puts it up
move.
Off the glass. Nice soft touch off the glass, and we are at 4-2 in favor of the T-Jacks. Here we go.
P.J. Hamilton really showing some skill driving into the basket these last two times. Here's Deion Osterbach with the ball. He gets it to the top of the perimeter where Colton Mack is. Colton cuts in, gets the ball to Matthew. Back over to Deion, who brings it over to the right-hand side. A pass down to the top post gets intercepted by Connor Samuelson. It's being stripped away by Matthew Bravo. Matthew has a breakaway. P.J. Hamilton right on his right-hand side, and Matthew puts it in. Count it for two, even with a little bit of extra leverage coming in from P.J. there.
A nice steal and great left-hand move all the way to the basket there by Matthew, and that pass, they tried to get into the tall John Rauter in the center there, but they just got stripped out. There was a shot put up and a rebound picked up by P.J. He puts it back up for two more. We are now at 6-4. It's a fast-moving pace out here, folks, but there's still some folks coming in, and a great night out for basketball. Lots of parking. Come on down. It's going to be a great game.
All right. We got Colton Mack with the ball for the Eagles. He's right around half court, waiting for play to set up. Pass over to Evan Wilson. Almost gets intercepted, but it finds Matthew Bravo further down towards the baseline. Matthew drives the baseline, passes it into the top post. It is intercepted, picked up by Ethan Mack now. Ethan Mack, though, getting the ball stripped away almost by Deion. Ethan drives in high off the glass, doesn't go down. Rebound by Levi Larson. Larson puts it up, doesn't go in. This time the rebound by Connor Samuelson, who puts up a shot. Great J for two, nothing but net on that one. We're here 8-4, and Sandpoint
nice
with the ball.
All the way around by that time. Everybody was on the move. Good ball movement by the T-Jacks. Everybody's getting a piece of it. Colton's got the ball at the top of the key. He's working down to the right side. He's got Deion. He puts it back out to Colton. Looking around, Colton's got the back at the top of the key. Pushes into the left side. Get some defense there. He's got it in the corner to Matthew. Matthew's looking for some help to get it out of the corner. Brings it out on himself. Just dribbles out of the game. Calls another line. Here we go. Down to Jonathan in the corner. Jonathan looks for some help. Gets over to Deion. Deion back to Matthew. Matthew takes a step towards the basket. Passes off to Colton. Colton takes a long look at a two. Gets it off. But Deion's there to pick up the rebound. Puts it back. Oh, I think we got a little foul on number 11.
Jamin Newman there. Picking
Jamin
up a foul.
Jamin Newman there. Just kind of a...
Puts
almost
Deion
a loose ball foul, but just kind of push him out of bounds.
Yeah, a little bit of these T-Jacks are playing a real fast game of basketball. You can tell they're in great shape and good condition. Sandpoint sticking with them, though, toe-to-toe. We got a throw-in on the sideline by Matthew Bravo. He gets it down to K.J. Wilson, who subs in. Matthew now with the ball. He drives for a jump off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Matthew. And as Matthew drives up for a layup, he gets fouled on the way there. And we're going to see that's not going to be a shooting foul. They're going to call that a throw-in on the baseline. So Matthew will set up a stack here. We got 4 minutes, 50 seconds to go. The score, again, 8-4 in favor of the T-Jacks, but this is a close game. Jamin Newman's coming down, and I believe that's Connor Samuelson, I believe, right there, actually, who just came in. Over to K.J. K.J. puts it up. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound fought for by Deion, who just got right in there between Connor and grabbed the ball. Deion sets it for a long three-point shot. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound by Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack takes the ball. He's got Matthew Bravo in front of him. He moves quick, pulls back, and gets the ball over to Connor. Nope. Now Connor's got the ball. I have got two players mixed up here. That's Ian Samuelson. Sorry, brothers.
Yeah.
Look very much alike.
They do look alike, and they move alike, but they're a little bit different there. But nice couple of shots put up there by Ian Samuelson. Went off the rim and bounced out. Looks like we got side out. Colton getting ready to throw the ball in. Deion has got some quick hands and feet out there. He's picked up a couple of loose rebounds there that have just been not because of his size, but because of his quickness. Ball comes up to Matthew.
Oh.
Matthew takes a long three-pointer.
Rains
goes
it.
Up and in. And waiting to see if they tag it as a three-pointer.
Oh, yeah, they'll tag that one as a three all day long. They give it over to King Cove, but that'll be fixed here in a second.
There we go.
And here's Ian with the ball. He's being tightly manned by Matthew Bravo. Pass down to the post to PJ. PJ carries it in. Oh, but there's a foul as KJ slaps his hand on the way up to the basket. And, you know, PJ wasn't going to get that shot in.
No, yeah, PJ was a little off balance, and KJ was going for the ball, but he didn't quite have enough reach, and so we got more arm than ball. But so we got PJ up at the line there coming up for two. The score is 7-10 in favor of the T-Jacks. And we're at 4 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in this first quarter. What an exciting night for basketball. Come on down.
We've really been seeing PJ dominate so far this game offensively. And you know, defensively, we were seeing a really well-rounded T-Jack team. For King Cove, we're seeing our first standpoint, I should say, and that first basket is made by PJ. But for a standpoint, we're seeing a lot of equal pass time, a lot of equal show time, a lot of long-distance shots. They're scared to get the ball down the post. We're going to have to see how they handle that later as this game progresses.
Second ball is up, rattles around, and finally falls down. KJ brings it out, passes it back into Colton. Colton's got the ball. He's working hard up there against number 20, Ian Samuelson.
Another long shot by Matthew. Doesn't go down, but, man, what a rebound by Evan. Oh, Evan looks a little frustrated as the ball gets knocked away from him. He could have grabbed that one again, but it rolls out of bounds off of him.
Yeah, and he was thinking there might have been a foul, but, you know, as they say, play to the whistle, boys.
Exactly. Seeing a little bit of a loose game, I feel, being played here, but that's going to be interesting. Hopefully the refs can let the kids play and keep it safe.
Yep.
All right, Ian Samuelson here with the ball. He finds PJ at the top of the perimeter, who gets a good pick by Levi Larson. A shot goes up, doesn't go down, but rebound.
Traveling underneath there.
Yep, there's a travel call. One too many steps as he pivoted.
He had that up and down movement going, but he had a feet shuffle with it too there. So Colton and Matthew bringing the ball up. Colton's got the ball just now coming over the half-court line, and he's calling out for a play. Everybody's breaking down. Evans comes in the middle, almost loses the handle, gives it off to KJ, who bobbles a little bit. Matthew takes a step, drives in, gives it back to Evans. Evans puts it up. Great handling by Matthew, but the ball just rolled off the front. PJ's got the ball, goes court to court, brings it back down, and puts in a nice two-point lay-in.
Great coast-to-coast move by PJ there, and, man, he just floats into the air. It almost looks like he was going to dunk that thing, to be honest.
You keep waiting for him, but he's got such a soft touch.
Yeah. Oh,
Matthew did a great job, put into Alex Gilbert on the outside perimeter, and Alex put a shot up, rattled off the rim, went in. Looks like Ethan Max out of coming back down. Does a spin move. Looks like he's going to get fouled there.
By another foul by KJ, I believe.
I think so. Looks like...
Ian had a great lead on that one. He did a good spin move. He's a freshman, kind of Colton Mack's rival, actually. Really skilled freshman player. And he took that one all the way up, and KJ prevented him from going much further. So he's going to go line for two. The score, 12-7 in favor of T-Jacks. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go, and Ian's first shot does make it in. And there's a substitution number 21 coming in.
Looks like we got a timeout on the field here. And field, court, floor, hardwood. It's all the field.
Yeah.
Field at play here.
Yeah, what a great...
We got a timeout on the deck.
Well, in the first almost 5 minutes now, we've had a really good game. The score is 13-7, so 6 points in the lead for T-Jacks. But, man, both these teams are playing with great intensity. I'm excited to see what Sandpoint has in store. I feel like there's still a little bit of jitters going on. You see them catch the ball, and they kind of jostle it around a little bit, still trying to get their feet here in this game. And P.J. Hamilton, man, just really dominating over there for the T-Jacks, playing with confidence, playing with style. He's looking great out there.
Yeah, he's definitely an on-court leader there. And then you've got the other folks picking it up, and just some good ball handling all the way around over there by the T-Jacks. A lot of cohesiveness on their part. Not quite as a tight game plan set up or the shot set up coming in against the defenses, but they're still working very hard with each other. They understand each other's skills.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ian's got the ball. He's set up for his second free throw, and it's nothing
drains
but net.
It
goes right through and drains that.
Full court pressure coming now with the T-Jacks as the Sandpoint Eagles throw the ball in. Matthew Bravo gets it. He drives all the way in. I think he's going to take this one all the way. He goes around the baseline, turns around, puts it up for a nice, easy two-point jump shot. And Matthew's been passing it a lot, but I think we might see him go for a little bit more to try to catch these guys up.
Well, and you kind of saw that the T-Jacks, they kind of let him come around. They stopped thinking that, well, he's going in easy, and he took a spin looking at a pass out. Well, there goes a nice put up by P.J.
Great, beautiful shot
right
by
at the top of the key there.
No full court pressure this time from the T-Jacks. But here's Matthew. Oh, he gets tripped up by Connor. And
yep, number 25 there, Connor Samuelson. And
we're going to throw in for the Eagles there on the sideline.
Yeah, and Connor immediately went over and said, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good sportsmanship going on out there and in the crowd out here. Matthew has the throw-in, gives over to Alex Gilbert. He bounces around, and he almost loses his handle on, pitches back out to Colton. Colton's got the ball, settles things down a minute here.
And there's a little pick by Ethan Mack as a pass to Matthew gets poked out there. Ethan trying to get his hand on it, does so, but it goes out of bounds. So throw-in for the Eagles once again in their own territory. And here comes the throw over to Alex Gilbert. Oh, but there it is, picked off that time by Ian. Ian takes it in for a nice, easy layup. He was waiting for that pass all day long, like he knew it was coming.
Yeah, of course, Alex was working real hard not to step over the line. Pass comes in to Matt. Matt puts the ball up, goes off the iron, tries to get his own rebound, and
does not
Ethan
go.
Mack.
Oh, and there's charging. I think they're going to call that one against Evan, against PJ, as Evan Wilson was trying to block PJ from going in. Evan takes a hard fall. A little slow getting up. I think we're going to see a substitution there. Actually, it's a blocking call, not charging. Sorry.
Yeah. I think Evan took a knee to the midsection.
Yeah, that was a big PJ Hamilton move. You got to give it to Evan for not backing down on that one.
Nope. And
score now 18-9, by the way, with 2:14 to go in the first quarter. And PJ Hamilton puts one up. Oh, doesn't quite find its way to the bottom of the basket, but he'll get another chance here at the line.
Yeah, just a little ricochet rabbit there, kind of roll around the top.
Yep. And the ball goes to PJ. He sets himself up and eyes the basket, puts the ball up and in. So 19 now for the T-Jacks, and here comes that full court press. Actually, they back down.
Yeah, they kind of give a little show of it and see what you're going to do, and Matthew Wisely holds up the ball, and he brings the ball across the court, and he's working in the top. He's looking for some help. He gives over to KJ. KJ back to Matthew. Matthew down to the corner to Colton. Colton puts up a long three, hits off the rim. He picks up his own rebound, dishes it back out to KJ. KJ puts up two off the glass and pops it right in.
Great move.
We're now
at
11-19.
Yeah.
Nice move there. Here come the T-Jacks.
And P.J. Hamilton with the ball drives into the lane. This time Evan in front of him and does enough to stop him from scoring. And a rebound goes to K.J. and it gets tipped out by, I think, Ian Samuelson there and goes out of bounds off of Ian. So we'll have a throw-in for the Eagles here in T-Jack territory. 1:40 to go in the first quarter, and we got lightning-fast action coming here in Sandpoint. Score 19 for the T-Jacks, 11 for the Eagles. And here's Colton Mack with the ball driving into the Eagle territory. He takes it to the right-hand side where Jeremiah Wilson gets it down to the bottom post. Evan Wilson with the ball. Back to Colton. Now to Matthew. Matthew drives into the paint. Gets it over to Evan. A great move underneath the basket. Puts it up.
Nice way to hold his down low post position right there.
Yeah, great
good
ball
job.
Movement.
Nice move around. Matthew definitely had cleared the board. He had a nice shot to the basket. And he popped it in there and Evan picked it up. P.J. Hamilton takes it
wide
right at
open.
The top of the key there at the free throw line, and he puts in another deuce, so we're 13-21.
Can't leave PJ wide open like that. He's going to sink them 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, he's not always driving to the basket, but he sure has great capability of putting that ball in.
Yeah, here comes Matthew with the ball now. He gets a pass from Colton. Colton cuts in over to the left-hand side of the perimeter, and Matthew slowly walks over to the right-hand side to Jeremiah Wilson. Now back to Evan, or to Matthew. Matthew to Colton at the top of the key. Colton drives over to the right-hand side, but pulls back, looking for an opening. He finds Matthew. Matthew drives in. Two steps around. He was looking for KJ there. KJ was not expecting a pass at that moment, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline.
Yeah, KJ was kind of on the left side of the right line.
Yep, exactly.
He was just one body position off, couldn't get his arm swing out there to get there. All right, well, P.J.'s got the ball
wide
again
open.
Right at the top of the three-point line, and
drains
he puts that in and drains that one again.
24-13 now with under 20 seconds to go. And, P.J. Hamilton is just really, every time he gets the ball, he puts it in. Here's the Eagles, though. Jeremiah Wilson back to Colton. Colton right at the half-court line. He's got 8 seconds to go. He gets K.J. K.J. to Jeremiah. Jeremiah's going to have to put it up or... Here's Colton. Matthew with a long-distance three. Puts it up and in! Nothing but net! What a great shot by Matthew to close out the first quarter. 24-16 as we end the first quarter. T-Jacks are in the lead, but, P.J. Hamilton just scoring the ball every time he gets possession, getting some wide-open shots, driving the hoop. You know, he's really...
Yeah, P.J. is playing real confident and relaxed out there. You don't see him pressured or hustled. He's, you know, he doesn't look winded or fatigued. He's just very confident in what he's doing out there, very polished. You can definitely see the senior lead out there.
Well supported by the rest of the T-Jacks as well. Matthew Bravo leading the way with the Eagles, doing a great job passing the ball. You know, we've seen Matthew pass the ball probably more than he shot the ball this game. You know, always looking for the other player to get open, always looking for his teammate who might have a slightly better position, even though he may want to take it in.
Yeah, I think Matthew's just working hard to get everybody in the flow, get them in the mix, get them warmed up and loosened up. Everybody comes onto the floor a little bit tight. And so here we go. We're just about ready to start the second quarter here. And it looks like we've got Matthew Colton and Jeremiah Wilson and Evans and KJ. We got the Wilson brothers out there.
Wilsons are all out there in strong force. I'm excited to see Evan and KJ down playing the bottom post. They're looking good. So some good plays by Evan. And here's the throw-in. The Eagles have the ball. Dished over to Colton from Matthew. Matthew now again fakes the shot, drives down, passes it to KJ. It gets tipped out by one of the T-Jacks, and that's going to be a throw-in on the baseline for the Eagles. Matthew Bravo will get the ball from Mayor Gunderson, calls the play into action, and they cross it over. There's ability to pass it to Colton there. Almost no real opening, though, and that was a good pass into Colton. Calls out the play, gets it over to Evan. Evan to the left-hand side where Matthew dishes it back to Evan. Evan drives in. Oh, what a great look. Puts it up. Doesn't go in. And we're going to get a ball on the baseline. I think they're going to call that foul on PJ against Evan. Yeah, that was a really physical show by
real physical shove there.
Going for the board, and, you know, two big guys going for it.
And they are big out there. They're a nice couple guys. Matthew's got the ball, puts in back to Colton. Colton's got the ball. He's looking for some help. Back to Matthew in the corner. Matthew brings it up, puts a little setup, gets it, grabs his own rebound, puts it back up,
that
and Evan falls.
Good.
All right. Hey, just had a little text message from the folks down in Oklahoma. Let's go, Eagles.
Yep. We got people listening all around the world. Internet listeners were all over the place last week. Here's a shot by the T-Jacks. That one does not go in. Three-point shot, rebound by KJ, pass to Colton. Almost goes out of bounds, but, man, Colton able to keep the quick hands going, and he keeps it in.
He does. He's doing a great job. It's nice to see Colton and Matthew and the team working together. They're starting to come together. Evans has the ball. He's looking for some help. He pops over to Matthew. Matthew bounces it right on into KJ. KJ loses the handle.
Evans has
the ball, but it's last touched by a T-Jack, and it rolls out of bounds, and it's going to be side in by the Eagles.
Yeah, KJ working hard against PJ, but just wasn't able to keep his hands on it there. And there's Jeremiah Wilson in the game now. Oh, pass into Matthew. Gets intercepted almost, but Evan keeps a hand on it, puts it behind the back shot. Oh, my gosh.
Nice job. Great, great backwards layup.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Coming in backwards on that one. It was a great move.
Not just left-handed, but backwards left-handed. PJ's got the ball. He pushes it back out. He loses it off for number 21 by Robert Dushkin. Couldn't quite keep a handle on it. Matthew has the ball. Passes it off to KJ.
Oh.
But KJ wasn't trailing. He was trying to go into the post. Goes back to the T-Jacks at number
Ethan Mack there with that one. Great steal
Ethan
by Ethan.
Ethan Samuelson puts that one. No, excuse me, Ethan Mack.
And
I
got
my 20s and my 40s mixed up.
We are now at 26-20. The Sandpoint Eagles are bringing this game back. Colton with the ball. He drives in, puts a high float shot off. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Evan. Evan puts it in for 2 points. Left-handed off the glass. Great job by Evan Wilson. 6 minutes to go here. We have a four-point game.
I don't even think he knows he's ambidextrous.
Yeah. What a great move. P.J. Hamilton, though, drives in, takes a shot just inside the three-point line. Doesn't go in. Rebound fought over by the Evans. Doesn't get picked up. Oh, but as P.J. drives in, a strip attempt by Matthew. I think they're going to call that foul against Matthew as he was trying to strip it away from P.J. while he was driving in. So we'll get a throw-in on the baseline for the T-Jacks. You know, that was a good play by Matthew to try to get the ball out there, but P.J. Hamilton just moving so fast for a big guy.
He really does. And then he bumped into Jeremiah, and T.J. went down, and there wasn't a foul there because that had already been fouled otherwise. But here we go. Ethan Mack has the ball at the top. He finds P.J. P.J. turns around. He backs up on Matthew. Comes to the free throw line, puts it up. Rebound to Matthew. Matthew steps around. P.J. comes down the road. Matthew bounces it forward to Colton. Colton over to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah puts it up on the low post just like design.
Man.
We are now at 24-26. The Eagles are inching their way back into this game.
They sure are. And, man, that pass movement of the ball was just beautiful. Here's a shot by Ian. Oh, drains
it. Ian Samuelson drains it from the three-point left hand out there. Way on the outside corner.
Good job by Ian.
I think if he had backed up half step, he'd have been out of bounds. That's how far out he was. He was going to the parking lot to put that one in, but he was coming in. Yeah. Colton has the ball, top of the key, pushes it over to KJ. KJ gets it over to Matthew. Matthew saves it from going out of bounds, puts it into Evan, gets a little interference there, puts it up. KJ gets the rebound, puts it back up, doesn't get it. PJ Hamilton pulls it down for the T-Jacks, and here we come.
There's Damon Newman. He pulls up for a quick jump shot. Doesn't go in. Fought for the rebound. Almost ends up. Oh, there's Jeremiah with legs all over him. He's out the ball, though, and he gets it to Colton. And here comes Colton driving in. That was a great job. He passes over to the right-hand side to Matthew Bravo. Now back to Colton. Colton takes it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Passes back to Matthew, who pulls up the ball and walks it back towards Colton. A little pass over to Matthew. Colton almost gets stolen by Jamin. Colton puts up a nice jump shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by 21. That's Robert Dushkin. Robert Christian, I believe.
Yes,
and
Robert
here's
Christian.
T-Jack's ball. PJ with a behind-the-back number, and they're going to call a foul. That's a charging against Matthew. His second foul.
Yeah.
And, you know, PJ put the ball behind his back, was driving in on the left-hand side, and Matthew was trying to catch up with him.
Yeah, he just wasn't getting out of his feet set there, so he couldn't pick up that blocking foul like that. So
4 minutes to go. The score 29 for the T-Jacks, 24 for the Eagles. This is a real tight game.
Oh, I said that's not a shooting foul. It's just a throw-in. So
He was driving at the time. You know,
and he wasn't in the air to shoot, though. So
yeah.
Here we go. Ethan's got it.
Pass
back over
to
Ian.
Ooh.
Almost all of it. Picked up there by
Jamin
Mack. Puts it back up. PJ gets the rebound. Can't get a handle. It puts it back up the third time, and that time it goes down. No foul on the way there. Just a lot of aggressive play in there, and we're at 24-31. So T-Jacks are inching their way back to the top.
Yeah, Jamin Mack has a really good shot. Here's the ball over to Jeremiah, who gets it over to Evan. Evan at the bottom of the hand of the post gets it to Mack at the top of the queue, who passes it back down to KJ. KJ loses his handle on it, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline for the T-Jacks. And so we're going to throw in for the T-Jacks. And here's Levi Larson coming in for Robert Christian. And Jamin Newman playing point guard. He gets it over to Ian. Ian's wide open for a shot, and he drains it. Who was there?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't leave him open. Now we have a 10-point game just like that. 34 for the T-Jacks, 24 for Sam Point with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go here.
Yeah, and the team said, hey, what happened here? And they look over the coach, and the coach says, well, guard your guys.
Yeah, you tell me.
Yeah. Don't ask me what happened. Put that ball in the basket. Don't throw it around. Colton gets it, steps into the basket, puts up a little dribbler, and it kind of falls into the right side. So we're 26-34. Here we come. T-Jack's already back across the line. They're pushing up. PJ has it at the three-point range. He puts one up, bounces off the back iron, picked up by Evan. Evan bounces forward to Colton. Colton's coming down the field. He slows up behind the back dribble. He's looking for some help. He gives it over to Matthew in the far corner. Matthew comes back to Colton. Colton at the three-point edge, puts one up, doesn't quite go in. PJ grabs that, rips it down, and he's being guarded there by Evan. Evan's got to worry him a little bit, but PJ backs up. He gives it way back out there to Mr. Samuelson. First time we've seen him miss a three, and he bends over the iron, puts it back out. Matthew's got it in flight, stolen by Ethan Mack, and Ethan keeps control of it, and back over to number 11, Jamin. Jamin brings the ball up, and back to Ian. Ian back to Jamin. Jamin puts it up for the three-point. He drains that one.
And this is what happened last week. The 3 points is making a huge difference here for Sam Point. Oh, and a bad pass over. Colton looks like he's grabbing his hand there. A little bit of an unexpected pass jammed his fingers. And we got a timeout on the floor. I think Coach Lindquist wants to get the boys in here and talk about how they can neutralize the three-pointers because King Cove is draining them hand over fist.
Yeah, I think he's got to figure out not only how to neutralize the three-point, but slow this game down. We're down at 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first half, and the game got real close. It's not out of contention now. They're up by 11 points, so the T-Jacks are. And it looks like we've got on the board, it shows 5 fouls for each team. So it's been evenly played or called.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen a lot of flagrant things that are going or just in the course of playing the game. Lots of great hustle out there. Everybody knows that they're in a real game. It's not going to be a cakewalk on any stretch of the imagination by either team.
Yeah, this has been real competitive ball here. And, you know, I see Alex Gilbert checking in. Looks like he's going to be coming in for the Sandpoint Eagles. On the court, we got Levi Larson, Ian Samuelson, Jamin Mack, Ethan Mack, and, man, Ethan with the wheels on that kid just coming up behind Matthew and stealing that ball. And, of course, P.J. Hamilton rounding out the 5 for the T-Jacks. And we got a throw-in for the Sandpoint Eagles here at the half court. Colton Mack with the ball. He pulls in, gets over to Matthew. Matthew now drives into the paint, puts it up with the left hand in for 2. Man, all the way in. Saw the wide open.
Nice little working lane. Down in the lane and kind of, You know, he's done enough passing off. They don't know if he's going in, but Jamin puts the ball up, swatted out of bounds by number 34 there, Levi Larson.
Yep.
So Jamin had a ball up. Levi couldn't quite get a handle on it, and ball went out of bounds on the rebound. So here comes Colton and Matthew.
Yep, and Matthew gets a pass in, gets over to Colton. Now back to Matthew. Matthew drives into the baseline, pulls up for a jump shot. In, man, drains around, goes off the glass and in for two. And we're now 37-30 here with the T-Jacks in the lead. 1 minute and 45 seconds to go here in the first half. PJ with a shot from way downtown. Oh, sinks it. 3 points for PJ Hamilton. Man, what a great first half we've seen from this kid. He's on his way to a 40-point game.
He is.
Oh, Colton with some issues. He pulls up his dribble, and he's inside the wrong part of the half-court line. He gets it, though. KJ, pass over to KJ at the bottom post, gets lost. Oh, but Alex Gilbert with a great steal, our own fast runner right there.
Fast Eddie coming up behind there.
Yep.
Alex did a great job of bringing the trailer in behind, poking that hand in, and backed out. Ball goes over to Albert. He gets his own rebound. But he stepped on the line, so the ball's going back to the T-Jacks. But, yeah, he had a nice shot there.
Good follow-up
the
shot.
And good follow-up there. So
1 minute, 6 seconds to go here in the first half. And the score, again, 40-30, King Cove in the lead. Ethan Mack with the ball. He gets over to P.J. Hamilton, who pulls it for a long three-point shot off the front of the rim. Levi Larson with the rebound. He puts up a shot. He gets his own rebound, puts it up again. And that time it still doesn't go in, but P.J.'s fighting for it with Jeremiah. Throws it back in. Oh. And they're going to call him out of bounds there as he was leaning over like the Tower of Pisa.
He kind of had that foot was skidding forward onto the line. Yeah. I think that's what they got him on there. But the refs are doing a good job of staying busy.
Yep.
And
here comes the ball over. Colton Mack gets it over to Alex Gilbert, who just as quickly gets it back to him. Matthew with the ball. He's got 37 seconds. Long distance three. In. Nothing but net. Great shot by Matthew. And here comes the T-Jacks now. It's score 33 for Sandpoint, 40 for King Cove. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Jamin Mack. Puts up a shot. Oh, man.
What a great little
10-foot
floater in there. Just kind of doesn't have a lot of arc to it, but it's just the right trajectory. Comes right in. Colton has got to figure out how to get over that halfway line before he stops his dribble. Otherwise,
yep.
He's going to get caught in the back.
Oh, pass down to the bottom post.
Hard pass by Matthew. And little
double dribble there.
Double dribble going down. Of course, Jeremiah got kind of off balance not catching that pass.
Yeah.
Going to have to start watching that, Matthew. He's got some hustle on that ball when it's coming through.
He's putting some real mustard on the pass.
That's right. These guys are going to have to pick up the game. PJ's got the ball. He puts it up. One of the rare misses off the glass. Bounces off of Jeremiah. Goes out of bounds. Side out. Maybe I missed it when I got a post in front of me here. But side out back to the Eagles. We're down to 0.8 seconds. Here comes a long throw in, and that's the half.
Yep. Well, first half, man, great basketball being played here by both these teams. Really fast-paced action, but King Cove coming out on top with the end of the first half. The score, 42-33 with King Cove in the lead. And we've seen the play here go all across the board. 3 points shots is coming in like crazy for King Cove. Good down-low play by PJ, also hitting his jump shots. Well-supported by the rest of the T-Jacks. For Sandpoint, you know, we're seeing really good basketball from both teams' standpoint, doing a good job. They're trying to work the pass in, get down the bottom post, and when they get the ball in their hands on the bottom post, it goes in.
Absolutely, yeah. You're just seeing some great team effort by the Eagles. You can see that Coach's been really working on keeping that ball movement, keeping the air open as that ball is moving around, and it really keeps the defenses off balance like that. And it's nice to see that it's not just a one-dimension. Last year,
yeah,
it was so one-dimensional of trying to get the ball in long-range shooting, and this year we're seeing the boys have come out on both sides here. They're playing a lot of team. You can see that they're setting up sets, both the T-Jacks and the Eagles, and it's really fun to watch. You can almost, even for a novice guy like me sitting up here in the booth, I can actually start to see a 2-3 zone or a man-to-man or see how they're pressing out there, and it's been really fun to watch that. I got to say the T-Jacks are very well poised, and they have a new coach this year that they didn't have last year, a different gentleman there, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Randall Newman coming in, the previous coach last year. I cannot remember. He's an English teacher, a nice guy. He did not return as coach this year, but Randall Newman obviously doing a great job. I know from talking to the players that he has played ball extensively in the past.
Yeah, nice to see. It's just fun watching these two teams get after it.
Tell me about it.
Just having fun out here. Well, we got about another 12 minutes before this half is this break time is over, so if you're still thinking about what to do on a Friday night in Sandpoint, come on down. There's room to stand on the sides, but there's still a few of these nice, comfortable bleacher seats left, too.
If you're not too tired of our voice, stay tuned. We got more great basketball coming up here on KSCP. We appreciate everyone tuning in. Before we go back to the studio for the rest of the half, I got to take a quick shout-out to our sponsors. Thank you so much to Penn Air for helping sponsor these basketball broadcasts, the Schumann Corporation, Tel Alaska, just great public sponsors here. We really appreciate everything that these guys have done, and, of course, WazTac Electronics here in Sandpoint. Thank you so much for helping making these broadcasts happen.
Absolutely. It's a fun night of basketball, and we'll be finishing this game, and they're scheduled to play again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
So we've got a lot of basketball on tap. It's a lot of fun.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We've got 12 minutes and 32 seconds left on the clock for halftime. The score, King Cove 42, the Sandpoint Eagles 33. Virgil, sending it back your way.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good break, and we'll hear from you in about 10 or 12 minutes. Sound good?
Roger.
Excellent. I'll talk to you soon. All right, fading out the sandwiches, and we have Austin Roof back on the line. How you doing, brother?
Hey, yeah, we're doing good, man. It's 40 seconds left here in halftime. The score, 42 for King Cove and 33 for Sandpoint. We've got ourselves a great matchup. Don't let that 9-point difference fool you. This game has been tight.
It's been a very tight game. What a fun halftime to watch there, too. For you guys that are at home, we had the Eagle cheerleaders out there with signs and everything, and what a fun time here. We're getting ready to start here. We got a little, about 10 seconds to go. It looks like it's going to start in with the T-Jacks throwing it in. It looks like Ethan's got the ball, and he's going to be passing it in, finding his marker here. We're just waiting for the start of the game. Great job officiating by the Gunderson men tonight. What a fun night. There goes the buzzer, and we are about to get underway. Hey, don't forget, folks, if you're out there listening in Radio Land or you got your computer hooked up there, send us a shout. Tell us where you're at and where you're listening to, and let us know you're enjoying the game out there. Here we go. P.J. Hamilton's got the ball from the far right-hand corner, and he picks up where he left off, but drains a three-point.
That was a great shot right there, and he had a man right on, too.
Had a man on him, and two passes, bounced the ball to him, and he just kind of elevates and go. Here come the...
We got a call, a whistle
look,
there.
I think we got a three-second violation in the key there the Eagles.
So that'll be a turnover there with the T-Jacks getting the ball. Less turnovers this game for the Sandpoint Eagles than last game, so it's great to see that. And here comes Maynard, first time we've seen him in the game tonight. And all right away, picking up a great block going right behind Ian Samuelson, just stripping the ball mid-shot. Here's the King Sandpoint. Man, K.J. Wilson getting the ball on the bottom post, muscling his way in there. You know how K.J.
putting that ball up, K.J.
built like
a
solid great wall.
Yeah, he's when he gets the right position going up, he's got it. P.J.'s got it. He hooks around Evans, puts it back out to Ian.
Wide open three-point shot doesn't go in. Picked up by K.J., and here comes the Eagles. We've got Colton Mack with defenders all around him. He finds Matthew, drives the baseline, comes to the below the basket, dishes out to Evan, up and all around the rim, doesn't go down. Rebounded by P.J. Hamilton, and here comes T-Jacks. Oh, Jamin Mack run coast to coast. What a great layup. Doesn't quite go in. Rebound almost went to Evan Wilson, but was picked up by Ian Samuelson. Wait, a good hustle for Jamin there. Jamin now with the ball from three-point territory, and man, he sinks it right in. 48 now for the T-Jacks.
Jamin does not like to get close to the basket. I think he wanted to be in the bench that time taking that shot. He
is
so far
a sharp shooter.
He
last year he was always draining three points. It was great to
see.
He
has worked hard on that, and he hasn't let up again. Colton's got the ball, top of the key, back and forth to KJ. Colton's working back. He's got Matthew there, Matthew and Maynard, and Alex is sitting on the bench right now, but we got Evan Wilson and KJ Wilson are out there, and they're trying to get the ball in. Colton finally gets a sly
great
shot at the
three-point,
and he drains that one. Finally, he got the ball moving around where people backed away, and he had a chance to go into it. Here come the T-Jacks right back up. P.J. Hamilton has the ball. He's looking which way to go. He paints one way, turns around, pushes that ball back to Ian. Ian passes it around. It goes in back to Ethan. Ethan comes back to...
drains it. Ian Samuelson there from three-point territory, puts it in. 51-38 now, and man, what a great job moving the ball around by both teams. Oh, pass over there to Colton Mack, over to Maynard, now back to Colton. Now to Maynard again, three-point territory towards the baseline, off the front rim. Great rebound by KJ, and they're going to call a whistle there. I think they're calling it on PJ. No, what was that? It was, I couldn't really see it, but they called something there on the T-Jacks, and so we got a throw-in. KJ with the ball, he muscling his way on the bottom of the post, and he's going to get fouled. They're calling a foul on P.J. Hamilton on that one, and P.J. Hamilton was standing pretty strong there like a tree. They're going to call a foul on him. He didn't like that call. He didn't really express in any disrespectful way, but he's like, you know, I was doing this.
Right.
You know, this.
He was stating his case and not being disrespectful at all, but the ref saw something there. And, of course, he had two big guys there because it was K.J. Wilson, and I think K.J. Maybe has an inch and some extra weight on him. And so
pushing him around there.
Yeah, P.J. has a tough time because he's usually one of the bigger guys out there, so he's playing against another tree trunk.
And this is huge right now. P.J. Hamilton, I think, with his third foul, is going to have to come sit down for a little while, and this is a big opportunity for Sandpoint to try to take the lead. Oh, and there's a shot.
K.J. Sinks that second foul shot, so we're now at 39-51. Here come the T-Jacks.
And there's Ethan Mack with the ball. He gets it back to Jamin from long-distance shot off the back iron. Rebound hustled by Ethan Mack. He can't quite catch up with it, and it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Here's a throw-in now for the Eagles, and Colton Mack will bring the ball up for the Sandpoint team. He takes it over to the right-hand side, calls over to Matthew, switches off. Matthew takes it up to the top of the perimeter, and he brings it back to the right-hand side, pulls up his dribble and passes it back to Colton. Colton now takes it to the right-hand side, pulls up on the baseline, puts up a shot. Oh, all around and in. Yeah,
all around, bounce almost to go out the other way, and then some like magic pulled it right back in the ball. So
yeah, that was defying gravity.
41-51, 10-point spread there. Ball's left by the T-Jacks, and they're quickly moving the ball around. Number 11 there, Jamin Mack, got the ball, and he is fouled hard by K.J.
I think it's going to be his fourth foul on K.J., if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I haven't watched my pencil markings going up here, so I know that we haven't seen the substitution bench line up yet.
But, yeah, that was Jamin was going up for a nice little J on the baseline, and K.J. just gave him a little shove on the way up there. So the shot didn't go in, but Jamin will get two from the floor, from the free throw line. And he drains his first one.
Yep. Nice, nice, relaxed movement on the ball there with Jamin.
Yep. 52 now for the T-Jacks, 41 for the Eagles, and now make it 53 for the T-Jacks. They got a 12-point lead now with 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. And here comes Colton for the Eagles.
All right. So we got nice movement by the Eagles. They're trying to get open. K.J. comes out. Matthew swings over. Matthew has the ball. He's on the right side. He's looking for finding a little way in the keyhole there. Waves off that play. Back to Colton at the top of the key. The players are moving around. Back to the corner there. Matthew's got the ball. Dishes off to Evan. Evan brings it up off the glass. Doesn't quite have enough spin on it. It goes up and back down. Ethan has it. Puts it back out. And Mr. Ian Samuelson puts up another three-point. And that one drops in.
Man.
Just like magic.
Ian, just what a great shot he's got going on.
Yeah,
right,
and they're not just unguarded. You know, there's a lot of activity going on around him. That ball went up by the Eagles. And
breakaway by Ian. He puts up two, and, man, here it comes. Even without P.J. Hamilton, these T-Jacks are just running away now, and they've got the score now 58 for the T-Jacks, 41 for Sandpoint. I think we're going to see a timeout here in a few seconds. The offense for the Eagles is having a hard time getting off the ground right now.
They really are. They're working hard. K.J. has the ball.
Big
he gets it
the
down the post
to
Evan, and Evan gets the ball and puts it up in. We're at 43-58. Here come the T-Jacks.
Yep.
Jamin's got the ball. He brings it up across the corner. He's looking for some help. Where's he going to go to? He moves over to the right there to number 40. Ethan, he's got the ball back over to number Ian. Ian, number 20, he's got the ball back to the corner over there. He's looking for some help. Brings it up, dribbles around, turns around off Colton. Back to Ethan. Ethan's kind of being guarded by Maynard. Ethan brings it up to the free throw. Back to Ian. Ian puts the ball up off the rim. Pushed up there by number 21 who couldn't quite go in. Robert had a great rebound on it. Didn't quite get it. And Colt gets the rebound. And here we go.
Yep. And here comes the Eagles now being tightly guarded. Colton Mack gets the ball to the right-hand side where I believe Maynard has it. He puts up a jump shot. Doesn't find the rim. Picked up by Ethan. And here comes the T-Jacks moving fast on a breakaway. Jamin Newman tries to put up a layup. Doesn't go down. And it gets touched by both Ethan Mack and by Matthew Bravo and goes out of bounds. They're going to call up possession for the Eagles. Two substitutions now. Maynard's coming out and Dion's coming back in. I see Jeremiah Wilson coming in and Evan coming down. And Robert Christian sitting down and Connor Samuelson coming in for the T-Jacks. So a flurry of movement there. We got 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. The score is 58 for the T-Jacks, 43 for the Eagles. And we got to see now if the Eagles can get this offense off the ground. They're having a really hard time moving it down to the post. Just ran some traffic there. A pass to K.J. gets intercepted by the T-Jacks. Jamin is driving in, passes out to Ethan. Ethan puts up a shot. doesn't go in, and as they go for the rebound, I see a foul being called on the Eagles, and that'll be a throw-in on the baseline. They're going to call that blocking foul.
Yeah, it looks like Jeremiah was a little bit too quick to move his feet there, so here comes a throw-in. They're looking. They get the ball off to
around the horn there.
Around the horn
Ian
and
Samuelson.
Back to the corner, and here we come. Somebody's wide open on a three-point,
Connor,
and there
Samuelson
it goes in.
Drains that three.
He just can't pass that ball four times and not expect to get points there.
I mean, the T-Jacks are just sinking every single three-point shot they take practically. Here comes the Sandpoint Eagles, though, and Matthew Bravo with the ball. He passes it down to Jeremiah, and it's too far out there, and Jeremiah couldn't quite get his hands on it. He was breaking towards the basket a little too quick there and couldn't get the pass. It was maybe a little too far outside as well. So timeout being called there for Coach Ralph Lindquist. And
yep.
Again, 61-43, King Cove is in the lead on this game. We got 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. You know, what's your thoughts here on this one, Pastor Scott?
Well, you can definitely see the boys of King Cove have been working hard and working together for a while. So they may have changed hands with coaching, but it hasn't interrupted their flow here. And you can definitely see that, you know, these guys missed having three or four that didn't make the trip over to King Cove. And so this is their real first game time, and they're just not quite as tight or fluid as the T-Jacks are, and it's cost them. Like the last one there, Jeremiah thought he should go left, and Matthew was throwing right because he could see he was going to be open to the right and too much traffic to the left. But that's going to happen. You get more game time, more experience, it's going to happen. But that's the biggest thing, you know, keeping that eligibility, keeping those grades up in the fall really is important for the start of the season.
Sure is. And we're back underway here. T-Jacks with it. Jamin Mack moving up fast. He's got the ball at the top of the perimeter. He moves into the lane, pulls up a jump shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by KJ. And KJ finds Colton. Colton with the ball now, and he moves past half court. He's going to bring it into the paint. Puts up a jump, off-balance jump shot off the glass. Doesn't go in. Picked up by Jamin. Jamin Newman with the ball, or Mack with the ball now. He passes down to Ethan. Ethan takes it over to the right-hand side. Man, what a great hook shot.
Great hook shot, off balance, flying through the air, and just kind of lets that arm do the work, and it drops in for another two. We're 20-point spread at 43-63, and shot goes up by Colton, doesn't make it. Quick throw, outlet pass down the way, and here we go. We're 65-43, two more points just like that.
Yeah.
So, the Eagles are going to have to hold it down. Looks like Coach Lindquist is going, yep, timeout on this side here. And
timeout being called there by Coach Ralph Lindquist. And
he's going, hey, boys, we're going to have to circle this wagon up here, and let's see if we can't get reestablished.
Yeah, you know, the thing that really is happening here is, for Sandpoint, their shots aren't going in. They're taking shots they don't want to take, for starters. They're trying to get the ball down to the bottom post, and as they move the ball down to the bottom post, it gets intercepted. You know, they're having a real hard time with offense here. And then every time a shot goes up by the T-Jacks, it's just in. You know, they're not missing a thing.
Oh, I don't have the stats up here on what their shooting percentage is, but it's a lot higher than the Eagles right now. Their ball has definitely got the ball. Maybe it's the spin they put on it. Maybe they shouldn't have used those red glow-in-the-dark balls that they came in to start the game with. That was a great entrance here that the Eagles had here, but have to give real amount of credit to the T-Jacks. They're definitely keeping the tempo up. They're playing hard. They're working as a team. And
short P.J. Hamilton, they're still, man, running away with points.
Yeah.
And here's a quick breakaway now. Ethan Mack, moving fast. And he runs into some – they're going to call a foul there on that one. We're seeing some talk by the coach here as Ethan was moving real fast. I'm not exactly sure what they're calling on this one. Maybe a little too fast. They're resetting the –
I don't know.
It's a little bit of confusion here. I think they're going to reset the play.
I think so. I think what I saw there was the referee didn't signal any foul, but was starting back up here. Maybe it was an improper throw-in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got this light bar in my way. But it's going to come back. The Eagles are going to have the ball.
On their own baseline. Here
on
comes Matthew
baseline.
With a throw-in. He gets it to Jeremiah. Jeremiah tries to put a shot in, gets fouled on the way up for a shot, and he'll go to the line for a chance for two.
Yeah, I think Connor got that one. Kind of came over the backside of him, just body to body, just trying to get in place there. So we'll see what Jeremiah Wilson can do here for the Eagles, see if he can bring in that point spread a little bit more.
65 now for King Cove and 43 for Sandpoint, and make that 43 up there one more time. Jeremiah just barely missed a shot. And we got 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. And we'll see if Sandpoint can't pick things up here with their offense and get back in this game. All right, the second one by Jeremiah goes in. Here comes
King Cove. By hook or crook, it fell our way. So it fell the way of the Eagles.
Yep, all right, here comes Ian Samuelson with the ball. He takes it to the right-hand side. He finds Ethan. Ethan Mack with the ball at half-court line. He sets up a play. And here comes Ethan now calling out for the players to make the motion happen. He finds Jamin.
Yeah, they're working that clock right down to the nubs. We're at 48 seconds left to go in the third quarter here.
Yeah, they're going to try to take the last shot here without any doubt. Jamin brings it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter, pulls back and gets it over to Ian. Ian now stalling, 36 seconds left. Pass down to Ethan. Ethan puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but Jeremiah Wilson swats at the ball and hits the hand, so he'll send Ethan to the line for two free throws.
Got to hit the ball.
Yep, got to hit the ball. But, you know, it's a lot of excitement down there when you're in the game. I know Jeremiah, just from talking to him, he's been itching to get out there and play some, so it's good to see him on the court, him and KJ both, along with Evan.
Yep. Everybody decided to get on the floor and play. First shot is put up by Ethan, and it goes in.
Counting off the glass. And here comes substitution. Connor Samuelson sitting down, and Robert Christian coming in. And Ethan will take one more shot. He lines up. 32 seconds on the clock here. 66-44 in favor of King Cove. Second one doesn't go in. Rebound goes to KJ. Over to Colton. Colton Mack with the ball, and he's going to take it past half court. He looks for his setup as he'd like to get the last shot in here. He drives in. Ball gets knocked away as he drives into the paint. And Ian with a great layup. And I think they're going to call a foul against Jeremiah. He kind of body checked Ian on the way up there. Tried to hide that body check by saying he was just running forward. But, yeah, that was definitely a bit too aggressive on the going up there. So, and Ian limping a little bit there off that one. That was as he goes to the line now for a chance to make this a three-point play.
Yeah, really you got to be careful with that body check, especially when you run underneath somebody, then they're off balance when they come down. And I think you see the results out of Ian, but he puts up another shot and it drops through the net cleanly. So he's jogging around. He's not limping too hard. He's got a little limp going out there, but looks like we might get a substitution. But they're still playing through. We got 16 seconds left to go. Colton's got the ball. He passes over to KJ. KJ back down to Matthew. Matthew over to KJ, who loses the ball in the middle, but picked up by Dion. Dion's got the ball, brings it back around. We're down to 3 seconds left. We got to get that ball up in the air. Jeremiah Wilson puts the ball up, hits the rim, bounces off, and that's the end of the third quarter. The score is 44 for the Sandpoint Eagles, 69 for the King Cove T-Jacks.
Yep, and as we come now into the fourth quarter, the Eagles definitely with some ground to make up here. We know they've got the ability to do it. We're going to have to see a little bit more happening. I'd say I'm trying to remember now what the points were going into this, but I'd say that Sandpoint in the third quarter probably only scored about 6 points.
Yeah, they weren't.
They were struggling.
Yeah, they were really struggling to get those baskets to fall, and you don't know why. I mean, you see it in every level of the game, but sometimes the shoot just goes off.
Yeah.
The buckets don't fall. They don't make the score happen, and so looks like we're going to have a slight substitution now. I see Ian going over to the trainer's table, as it were. So
PJ Hamilton back in the game here with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter as we just start the clock down. And the Eagles get the ball. Matthew Bravo with it. He passed it over to KJ on the post. KJ trying to fight his way in, but he runs into two big bodies from King Cove, and the ball goes over into the hands of Jamin Mack. Jamin spills, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Jeremiah, as Jeremiah was trying to catch up with it there, but it would have just gone out of bounds off of King Cove if he had let it go. But, you're moving for the ball. You try to move it fast, but lots of fast action.
I don't think there was any water or debris on the floor over there. I think the feet were going too fast for the brain to get them to slow down. So T-Jacks have the ball, put it up to P.J. Hamilton. P.J. gets it poked away by Colton. Colton is just all over him like a bumblebee right now. Puts the ball back over to number 34, Levi Larson, fighting through traffic, and he puts the ball up and makes the ball happen. So it looks like we got a question by the T-Jacks coach, wanting to know what was going on out there. Referees are answering. They stopped the clock. So we're just making sure that we have things underway. Looks like there was a question. Now I'm not sure. Looks like we had a technical
foul being called there. I'm not sure what that was about, but we have a technical being called.
Matthew Bravo takes the technical. He puts the first, looks like it was a two-point technical. So I'm not sure what the technical was. Couldn't see it from here. Matthew's second one goes up, hits iron, and bounces out. So looks like we're getting ready to get back.
And, you know, Randall Newman not too thrilled about that call, the coach for the T-Jacks. But here's the Eagles with the ball. Matthew Bravo with it. We'll have to find out the story after the game. Jeremiah passes back to Colton at the top of the perimeter. Colton drives it over, gets it over to Matthew for 3 points, puts it up, and it's good. And we've got another whistle on that one. And they're calling it against they're calling it down the post. They're going to call it on White, it looked like. 0-0.
Yeah,
there's
a foul on KJ,
I believe.
I couldn't tell what it was, but I think it was
And I don't know if that's going to nix that three-point shot or not. But here comes P.J. Hamilton with the ball. He moves the ball over fast to Ethan. Ethan with it, drives into the lane, puts up the nice little float shot, doesn't go in. Rebound by Jeremiah, who rips the ball and gets the ball over to Dion. And Dion over to Colton. Now back to Matthew, who fakes the shot and gets it over to Colton on a shot, doesn't go in. Rebound to Dion. Dion brings it to the right-hand side, puts up a little jump shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. Picked up by Levi Larson this time, and Jamin Mack will move the ball quickly up to the free throw line, puts up a jump shot, doesn't go in that time either. Rebound by Levi Larson, who puts up his second shot, and that one is good.
Absolutely got a good position there by the following offensive team there for the T-Jacks. They keep after the ball. Ball comes to the right side to Matthew Bravo, up in the air.
And they're going to call another foul here. We're seeing a lot more calls being called on standpoint this time. I believe that one was on
Jeremiah
Wilson. And there'll be a throw-in on the baseline for King Cove. And I think that Coach Lindquist is going to have to talk to the guys just to look out for these fouls that are happening away from the action.
Yeah, they're you don't have the right to be over-aggressive just because the ball's not there. You can't block them out. It's not wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. 6:19 here to go in the game. 73 for King Cove, 48 for Sandpoint. Jamin Mack with the ball, and a really aggressive Jeremiah just couldn't put the brakes on fast enough, and he pushes PJ Hamilton.
He saw PJ running forward, so he figured he better run forward, but PJ was only taking a step forward. So PJ stopped, and Jeremiah hit the backside. So,
We got Jeremiah and KJ Wilson both stepping off the court now, and Evan Wilson and Alex Gilbert coming in. P.J. Hamilton will throw in the ball here. He finds Jamin Mack, and Jamin with the ball. He pulls back, and I think we're going to see them burn down the clock a little bit here. Over back to P.J. Hamilton, who does the same thing. P.J. drives in, puts up a jump. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Dion. Dion off back with the ball. He's moving down the sideline fast. He pulls into the paint. Breaks over to Matthew. Matthew drives the baseline, puts it up and in, counts the basket with a foul. Great move by Matthew Bravo. Had two defenders all around him. Goes in, makes it happen, and
yeah,
draws
and
the foul.
PJ knew that he had tapped him, and he raised his hand immediately when the whistle went. So you can definitely see, the guys are still playing good basketball out here. It was getting a little sloppy there. People were just forgetting that it's not yard ball. It's a real game with real real consequences for your body action.
And there's good respect amongst a lot of these players between
these
two teams. You know, a lot of them are very skilled, and they know this. Matthews, shot does not go in. Rebound goes to P.J. P.J. quickly moves the ball up on the baseline, or not the baseline, sideline. He pulls back, though, and gets it to Jamin. Jamin pulls up his dribble, looks for help, finds P.J. P.J. now to the left-hand side with Ethan Mack, puts up a shot, high, does not go in. Rebound by Evan Wilson. Now to Matthew Bravo, who quickly moves into the pass to the lane, runs into P.J. Hamilton. Hamilton does a great post-up, stops him from going any further, prevents a layup, and PJ gets a rebound, passes over to the T-Jacks. Another pass rebound by Dion. Dion takes it coast-to-coast, puts it in. That was a lot of fast action there.
Oh, yeah, that was three coast-to-coast, only one basket to show for it. Scores now 52-73 in favor of the T-Jacks, but a lot of going back and forth, a lot of good change in the rebounds there. One of the rare shots that we see that went up and just hit nothing but net, unfortunately, didn't go through the rim.
Yep, so, that was a
number Jamin.
Yeah, Jamin Mack, usually a great shot. Still is a great shot. That one just didn't find its way to the basket. Here comes Colton Mack now for the Eagles. We are under 5 minutes to go in this game, 73-52. And Matthew Bravo calling the play. He finds Dion over on the left-hand side. Now to Alex, deeper on the left-hand side. Pass into Matthew, gets picked up by the T-Jacks. Jamin Mack, man, drives through two defenders, passes over to Ethan. Ethan puts it up and in. Great moves here.
Yeah,
by
tough pass by Alex. He's trying to get it into Matthew. Matthew was surrounded by three defenders there. Matthew has the ball back to Evans on the low post, and he puts it up, and it
good
rattles in home. So we are at 54-75.
Yep.
T-Jack's coming back up the ball there. Jamin's got the ball. He pushes it back over. Back to Jamin at the center court. Great post put up there by Levi.
Ooh.
Ball tipped out by PJ. Picked up by
Colton, right
by
back
Colton
in the hands
right back to
Jamin's
hand. So
PJ with the ball now. Shot goes up by Jamin. Doesn't go in. Picked up by Alex. Alex moving fast. He's looking for help. He finds Matthew on the right-hand side. Matthew pulls up for a jump shot. Off the glass. In. Nothing but net. Great shot by Matthew Bravo. Under four to go. 75 for King Cove. 56 for Sandpoint. Here comes Jamin Mack. He pulls the ball up. Passes into the top of the post where Levi Larson pulls up to the key. And a pass over to P.J. Owens gets intercepted by Matthew, but P.J. Hamilton holds on. Finds Connor Samuelson on the bottom post. Connor tries to put up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Alex. Good defense by Alex Gilbert on that one. Good effort by Connor Samuelson. Colton Mack with the ball. Drives in. Puts it in the layup. Good for two. And here comes Sandpoint.
Here we go. It's 58-75. But T-Jack's got a commanding presence here, so we're at 3 minutes and 25 seconds left to go. PJ's got the ball. He's working the top of the key. He finds a wide-open number 25, Connor Samuelson. Puts the ball up, rattles off the rim. Rebound comes down, picked up
good
by the T-Jack. Bad pass by Levi there, and Matthew picks up the ball. He runs down in traffic, finds an outlet, and Dion. Dion puts it up off the rim. Matthew picks up the rebound, puts it up off the glass.
No one on him.
Drops it down for another two here. 15-point spread, 60-75.
Under 3 minutes to go. Lots of territory to pick up here, but Sandpoint is moving fast.
They're going to have to move a little faster. T-Jacks aren't slowing the ball,
but they're
not.
Up here.
Oh, great pick by P.J. Pulls Colton off the ball there. Number 40 there, Ethan's got the ball. He puts it down in the corner, puts the ball up, pushes the ball around, hustle under the ball, loose ball.
Yeah.
It's going back on the Eagles side. It must have been touched by four guys while that ball was on the floor.
Yeah, there was a lot of
effort
there.
Kind of looked like a bad spinning football down there.
All right, Matthew Bravo's got the ball. He's moving in. He runs into a few players. He passes it back to Colton. Colton now looking for help. He finds Dion on the top of the perimeter. Dion puts up a long three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Oh, I think we're going to have 3 seconds against Evan Wilson there. Yeah, he was in the paint a little bit too long.
Yeah.
So, possession going over to King Cove on that
going
one.
Going back to King Cove. The score is 60-75. We've got 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go. PJ's got the ball. He's waiting for the clearance from the referees and the side judges there. We got the scoring table all set.
Yep, and it looks like they're going to probably put a little bit of time on the clock there as the clock was still rolling as they were discussing things. And that's a real shame because, man, momentum was really starting to swing towards Sandpoint there. Hopefully, after this little break, they can keep things going as this comes along. But, man.
Seems to me that they're going to end up charging
a foul.
And P.J. Hamilton is going to the line for a one-on-one. So, definitely a foul on the side of the Eagles down here away from the basket. The Eagles were trying to work that aggressive defense just a little bit too hard.
Yeah, and I didn't really see what's happening there. It kind of looked like a three-second violation to me, but here comes the first one from P.J. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Matthew Bravo. And Matthew with the ball, or not Matthew, Dion with the ball. He gets it over to Colton Mack. Colton over to Alex. Alex puts up a long-distance three, and, man, count that one. Good job.
Nice job by Alex. Of course, that was four ball handles, and the fifth one went up in the air.
Yeah, good. Man, what a different. Oh, and as Robert Christian went up there, he gets fouled as he was going on the glass. Great pass down to the bottom post by the T-Jacks, and as he was going up to the basket, man, just slammed.
Gilbert was flying through the air and couldn't haul back.
Yeah, that was a good job by Robert there, really making that play happen. We'll see what happens. Puts up his first one, and it's good.
Great shot there by Robert. Nothing but net. No rattle, no no hesitation there. He's got the ball, getting ready for his second shot.
All right, got it. Puts it up, and it's good. Now
second one's in. Evans got the ball. Quickly off to Dion. Dion over to Colton. They're running up the floor. Colton Matthew. Matthew's got the ball, and he runs through.
Traveling on that one. Yep. He was moving really.
He was moving really fast, and his players weren't quite set up ready to receive that ball.
In the NBA, they probably wouldn't have called that one, to be honest. You know, you see those guys in the NBA; they get the ball at half court, take two dribbles, and go for the layup somehow. That's what I think Matthew was going for. But We got, as the ball was going into play, it went out of bounds, I believe.
Dion Osterback got a tip on it. PJ throws it in, picked up by Ethan. Ethan dribbles right to the top, puts the ball up, bounces out, picks up the rebound by Matthew. Matthew doesn't quite get into Colden. Pass is deflected, picked up back in by Ethan. We're back in number 11 there. Jamin's got the ball. He's working at the top of the key. He's slowing things down. He's got
He's got 1 minute.
Number 21, Mr. Christian over there.
Yep. Jamin drives in, pulls back to PJ. PJ pulls back, turns around, puts up a jump shot, and that's good. Counted for two. And here comes the Sandpoint Eagles.
We're down to a minute and 30 left.
And with the momentum going, we'll see what Matthew can do. He's fighting fast. He gets Alex on the outside for three. Oh, doesn't go in. Rebound by Evan. Evan fighting for the shot all around the rim. Doesn't go down. Rebound that time by PJ Hamilton. And PJ gets it over to Jamin. And I believe with 1 minute and 14 seconds here, it's just going to be a bridge too far for Sandpoint.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but there's a lot of hustle going on there, pushing back and forth. Great shot put up. Rebound by Ethan. Ethan back to PJ. PJ outlets underneath there. Number 25, Connor. Connor puts it up. Can't quite get the trigger. Evans brings the ball down. Matthew's got the ball. He's trying to move through traffic. He's working through three. Gets the ball stripped out of his hand. Back to PJ. Unfortunately, you can't do it a one-man show. Back over here, number 11. Jamin puts up from a long-range two, and he drops that one. We're at 63-81 and 40 seconds left to go. Dion Osterback has the ball. He thinks about it. He shoots it over there to Alex. Alex drains a three. We're at 66-81 with 30 seconds left to go.
Yep, here comes Jamin Mack with the ball, and we are under 30 seconds. Jamin's going to probably take his time here. He gets over to PJ. Yep, Jamin just holding it. Matthew trying to get some action out of it. He gets it. Oh, and what a stuff by Alex Gilbert there. Man, Robert Christian was putting up a shot, and Alex got all ball on that one. It's going to be a throw-in for P.J. Hamilton underneath on the baseline. He finds Jamin. We are at under 20 seconds, and as Jamin drives the basket, Colton Mack fouls him on the way there. And I think Jamin's going to go to the line for a two-shot opportunity.
Yeah. 17.6 seconds left to go. You can see Colton is running out of gas out there. He's giving it everything. He's played the whole game both ways. So
yep.
No relief in sight for Colton, but he's steady on his feet out there.
Shot goes up, and Jamin sinks the first one. 82 now for King Cove. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more great basketball coming your way tomorrow night, Saturday at 8 p.m. These two teams will go head-to-head once again. Second shot doesn't go in. PJ fights with Matthew Bravo for the ball. And PJ puts it in, and the ball moved way far out towards the half court. It almost looked like they were trying to play, but the ball was just moving so fast. Dion Osterback with the ball, under 10 to go here, and he's getting heavily guarded by Jamin. Jamin not giving up anything. Colton gets over to Evan on the top post, puts up a shot, and Evan with a shot gets fouled. And referee Anthony Gunnarsson laughing at that one as he calls it with 0.4 seconds and a chance for at the line for two for Evan Evan Wilson on that one.
Yeah, just the defender kind of stepped into him and didn't let him get the shot up, and you can't do that. You can't take away the shooting lane.
Almost
that
like
way.
A reflex like and, that.
Yeah,
that whistle.
It's just like, we're both going. He's a big guy. He must be going for a rebound. But he was in the act of shooting, so Evan's got the ball. He puts the ball up. First one goes in. Nothing but net.
Good shot. And 67 now for Sandpoint, 84 for King Cove.
Evan's got the ball. He's thinking about it. Takes a couple dribbles. He relaxes. He puts the ball up. Rolls around the top. Matthew puts the ball up. Doesn't quite make it. And that's the end of the game. Final score, 67 for the Eagles, 84 for the King Cove T-Jacks.
Yep, great game. Both teams worked really hard. It's going to be exciting to see what comes here tomorrow. Because you saw that King Cove ran away with it there. But Sandpoint, you know they've got the weapons they need. And they were just neck and neck for so much of the game. But P.J. Hamilton playing a dominant game of basketball. Ian Samuelson doing a great job for the T-Jacks. Ethan Mack also. Just everyone that came out on the T-Jacks had a good game. And so I think it just all added up. So it's going to be exciting to see what comes here tomorrow night.
Indeed. The T-Jacks are definitely a multi-layered team. They don't rely on just one. As we noticed in the third quarter where P.J. Hamilton was on the bench for most of the third quarter, if not all of it, they got fired up out there. They played not really a different game, but they got fired up with the people that were on the floor, and they were able to keep scoring points at will. So they definitely got some great outside shooting. The Eagles don't quite guard that outside shooter. They don't quite collapse as fast to the outside guy in their defense. And, of course, they're They also know that if they work too hard blocking that outside shot, they have some terrific post guys on the T-Jacks team. So they're not sure which medicine they want to try to bite off and fix.
Yep. Well, great game from both these teams. Looking forward to see what happens tomorrow night. And don't forget, we will be here. Tune in 8 p.m. tomorrow here in Sandpoint on 88.1 FM in King Cove, 8:30 a.m. here in Sandpoint, or all over the world at www.apradio.org. All right, Virgil, we are sending it back your way, my man.
All righty, gentlemen. I will let you break down the portable studio, and have a good evening. Thank you so much for the great coverage.
Thank you, Virgil.
All right. Have a good night.